Hilchos Chanukah, there's a Mishnah Brura, which is unusually unclear as to what his reason is and why he says what he says. He's talking about a shliach lighting Chanukah licht for someone. That could happen if someone, let's say, usually lights outside and nobody's home at the Zman Hadlaka. So it's certainly an excellent option to have a shliach light for him. But the Mishnah Brura says, and actually the Mishnah Brura is talking about a specific case with men and women. A man, not spouses, but a man being mostly a woman or a woman being mostly a man. So that's another part of what's not clear in the Mishnah Brura, why the din that he says that I'm about to say, it would apply to anybody for whom a shliach is doing the mitzvah. So that's also not clear. Why does he say it in this particular case? But anyway, the Mishnah Brura says the person has to stand next to you and hear the brachas. He has to be standing there and listening to the brachas and being yotzei with the brachas. So it's not clear what the Mishnah Brura is saying and why he's saying it. Even if you'll say that he only is talking about the brachas, that's the problem, but Enochanami, the shliach, can do the mitzvah for the mishaleach, even though the mishaleach is not there. That's the whole idea of shlichus. So he could certainly light the candle for him, light the menorah licht for him. But what about the brachas? So there's a different mahalchim in Achrayim explaining the Mishnah Brura. For example, Rav Moshe says that the Mishnah Brura is talking about if the shliach lit at home already. And what the Mishnah Brura means is if you're not standing there, then he cannot repeat Sha'as Anisim and Shechiyanu. But he could say L'Havdik Neshul Chanukah. And the Mishnah Brura, but if he would light by you first, before he lights at home, then he could say all three brachas, and you don't have to be there. What? No, then he can say the brachas when he gets home, because that's for himself. Then Rav Shlomo Zalman doesn't agree with the Moshe. Rav Shlomo Zalman takes the Mishnah Brura very literally, and there's all sorts of diyunim in the Mishnah Brura. It's very, very difficult. The Aruch HaShulchan just says, the Mishaleach should make sure to be there to listen to the brachas. Again, it's unclear what's what.
Out of town and tell someone to walk.
Now, if your wife's lighting for you, or your B'nai Bias, then this doesn't apply. We're talking about a pure shliach, not someone else whose mechiyuv is in that house and they're lighting for you also. Some say that the whole problem is that in such a case where only a shliach's lighting for you, then you have a question of brichas haroeh. You may have to make a bracha when you see the mishaleach, in other words. May have to make the brichas haroeh, and it's not clear if he's mechuyev to or not. It's a shaila, it's machlekes. So the Mishnah Brura means that's the reason he shouldn't do it, unless he's standing there to hear the brachas, because or else he has a problem of suffic brachas when he sees Ner Chanukah later. It's unclear. And Rabbi Ginsburg has this problem Sunday night. He's making a wedding Sunday night, and because of the obligatory pictures, he doesn't see himself being home at the Zman Hadlaka. Now, it's really in Kinar David, so I don't think it's so terrible to run home. But making a shliach is obviously an option to be yotzi the mitzvah. There's no question about that. But the question is, have you messed up with the brachas? So I have a tzad to tell him to light when he comes home after the chasana. His whole family will be there, except for the kala. And how late? Until alos hashachar, they're not going to come home and go right to sleep. They're going to go home and they're going to reminisce. They're going to talk about why Rabbi Malinowitz didn't come to the wedding, I hope. No, but they won't be able to talk about that, because Malinowitz has to go, no question about it. So I'm thinking now I'm going to tell them to light inside the house when they come home at 2 in the morning. That's unless you say they should just be yotzei the chiyuv, lighting outside, have a shliach do it for them. To be soimach on Rav Moshe, and if the shliach does it first there, he can make all the brachas, even if you're not standing there. I'm not ready to say, to be soimach on Rav Moshe Svara in the Mishnah Berurah, from Zalman argues, and to say that he should just be yotzei the mitzvah and be happy, and forget the brachas, is also, I don't know, that's what I'm weighing right now. You're looking at a confused rogue, not sure what to do.
But would he light again at home if the shliach lights?
No, if the shliach lights, it means you ate the mitzvah already. So I don't know, I didn't decide yet. The truth is, he should just go home. How long is it from Kino Davitz's house? 20 minutes, 15 minutes. So he'll go, and people are standing around doing nothing anyway. Right after the chuppah, you should go home and light that.